Have you ever walked into a surf shop and just felt like you didn't belong there? Maybe you felt like the people that work there only looked at you like you were going to buy like a bikini or a towel or a chair or some other beach items, when the reality is you're actually a surfer and you might actually be there for a surfboard. I know this experience all too well, and having spoken to a lot of women who surf, they have had very similar experiences. Now, traditionally, there has been a major barrier to entry for women in surfing. And, you know, this not only shows in the way that we can sometimes be treated in the lineup, but it also trickles down into our experiences in surf shops. And this is really problematic, especially if you are someone who's looking to upgrade your quiver. And like, you want to have a conversation about surfboards and surf craft. Or maybe you're just not even sure if you're on the right board and you want to talk to somebody about that and see if you can find a better fit. The other thing is, maybe you just don't even know what you're missing and you just want to explore what other surfboards are out there. So you're excited to go to a local shop or maybe a shop you've never been to before and check out what they have on the rack. But oftentimes, no one's there inviting you into the conversation about the boards they have in the shop. And a lot of times, it's like a 20-year-old something boy who might even talk to you like you don't even know what surfing is. And it's a total bummer of an experience. But it's more than that. When we as women get treated like this in surf shops, we're missing out on information about surf craft and surf craft history that could be so useful to us and could really enrich our personal surf journeys. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you how learning more about different kinds of surfboards and feeling empowered when you walk into a surf shop to have conversations about boards can really enrich your personal surf journey. And also what we're doing at the Surf Society membership to really close the gap in this information. Hey lady, welcome to Confessions of a Surf Lady, a podcast by the Surf Society. For so long, women have been misrepresented by the surf industry, only highlighting a narrow and exclusive version of who a surf lady can be. But you and I both know that there is so much more to women surfing than that. This podcast right here is a place to tell our story, how we want to tell it. At Confessions of a Surf Lady, you'll meet everyday surf ladies doing amazing things in their local communities, as well as pros, world champs, big wave riders, and badass living legends from women's surf history, all sharing their stoke on this blossoming global women's surf culture. What's even more special, though, is that you, yes you, will get a chance to participate in the conversation by leaving me your confessions. I'm your host, Laura Day. Think of me as your new favorite surf sister, connecting you to your beautiful global women surf community, helping you boost your confidence before you head out for your next surf, and even dropping a few surf tips from the Surf Society along the way. If you want to stay connected with me, find me on Instagram. That's at Confessions of a Surf Lady. Kind of use that like my personal account. And then go ahead and follow at Surf Society. That's S-U-R-F-S-O-C-I-E-T-E. There, you'll find a handful of free resources to help you through your surfing journey. All right, lady, thanks again for joining me here at Confessions of a Surf Lady, where we're cultivating a global women surf culture through thoughtful conversation. Let's get to our episode, yeah? So as we know, there is a barrier to entry for women in surfing. And while it's getting better, I would still say that most women still report that their experiences in surf shops are usually negative. The reason why this is such a shame is because it creates a gap in knowledge. It really creates this void where women don't get the opportunity to learn more about surf craft. If you're like me and you didn't grow up in surfing and you walk into surf shops and you don't even feel respected looking at surfboards, how are we ever going to get to learn the information about the equipment that we're riding that can enhance our surf experience? Where is that opportunity? I think this environment really creates a feeling of being intimidated to learn more about surfboards, right? There's so many features. There's so many things that we don't know. And if we're not feeling comfortable in a surf shop, you can be intimidated to even ask those questions. Or maybe you're really, really super interested in learning about different boards, but you don't even know where to start. Maybe you're even wondering if the board that you're currently surfing is even right for you. And you are wondering if there's something that is better for you that could better suit your goals, but you're not having the opportunity to have these conversations. You know, usually because I'm just going to say it, you're a woman walking to a surf shop and this is a completely male-dominated sport still. I'm going to tell you, like, I'm so shook by this whole scenario. I just think that women should feel equally empowered and respected when they walk into a surf shop, or equally empowered and respected when they talk to a shaper. I feel like we should have that opportunity to be able to have intelligent conversation and make decisions about the surfboards that we ride. And then on the flip side, I feel like we should be able to have the information that we need to recognize if a shop that we're talking to or a board that's being sold to us is a bad fit, or a shaper that we might want to work with is just not good alignment for us. And then last, if we're not invited into these conversations, if we're not exposed to different types of surf craft and different types of surfing, we might not even know what we're missing. There could be a completely different shape that you've never tried. I'm mostly a longboarder, but what if I would be so good at surfing a fish and I would have so much more fun and that would expand my surf experience? Shouldn't I and anyone else have the opportunity to access the information I need to feel confident about pursuing that? So this whole idea of learning about surf craft is something that's been on my mind a lot lately. And one of the reasons is because I'm really focusing on learning how to nose ride at the moment. I personally didn't even realize that the board that I was surfing actually didn't really support my goals. Like, it was a nose rider, but it wasn't getting me to where I wanted to go. Until another member of the Surf Society, I went to visit her in Florida. Hi, Joanne. You know, was like, hey, I have this whole quiver. I want you to try all these boards, and was real with me. And she told me, I don't think the board that you're surfing is helping you support your goals. And I think that you need to look for something that's going to help you do what you want to do. That was such a great revelation for someone to take the time to give me that information that I needed to hear so that I could make the steps necessary to get the right equipment that is going to help me match my goals. But what would happen if she never came along and told me that? A lot of this stuff feels like such insider knowledge. You kind of got to be lucky and have that time and place. And it goes back to this whole idea of, if you didn't grow up in surfing and you don't have access to this knowledge, how do you even know? And I hate to be like so vague and cryptic, but you don't. Like, you literally don't know what you don't know. So how can we as women improve our experience choosing the right board, going into a surf shop, having conversations with shapers to find the right fit for us so that we can improve our surfing and just have a better experience overall? Well, that is what we are focusing on inside the Surf Society in these coming months. I've been really, really inspired lately about surf craft and surf craft history. And this is honestly just because of the people that are around me that have encouraged me to try different boards, that have lended me different boards, that have had and taken the time to have conversations with me about surfboards. Otherwise, I wouldn't really know where to start. You know, I might make my best guesses, but through all of this, I've had the opportunity to get on a board that I feel like is right for me right now. And if I didn't have that opportunity, I think I'd be really missing out on the progress that I'm currently making. Because like I told you, I'm working on my nose ride. And now that I'm on a board that feels like a good fit, I'm making so much more progress every single session. And it feels great. But it really took me that journey of starting to peel back and unravel this information to get there. And I want that for you too. I'm so inspired by this. And these next couple of months at the Surf Society, what we are focusing on is surf craft with our surf craft series. But let me rewind a little bit. So if you don't know too much about the Surf Society, it's our unique digital women's surfing platform where we get together to learn more, surf better, and live happy. And we do that through our own platform where we have kind of like a Facebook group style feed that's completely private. And then also we have online events that include workshops, live podcast episode recordings, a bunch of fun stuff along with the recordings of all that. And then also other content that is there to help inspire you to continue to keep improving your surfing. So in the Surf Society, in the next coming months, we are focusing on our Surf Craft series. And I'm so inspired to bring you people that are going to come and bring you the information that you might not know so that you can go into a surf shop and have an educated conversation. You can talk to a shaper and know if you feel like it's a right fit. Like, that's really my goal for this series. And I've been so lucky to find people who are really interested in sharing their knowledge so that you can make educated decisions, you can feel empowered, and you can find the right surf craft for you right now to match your goals. So I want to tell you a little bit about the events that we have planned currently, and I'm adding more, but these are the really exciting ones. I can't wait for them. Our very first one is about surfboard shaping for a woman's body, and it's going to be with Santa Cruz shaper. His name is Carl Gooding. Carl has two daughters, and as they started learning to surf, he began shaping for them. Through that, Carl learned the nuances of what it means to shape a board for a girl or a woman versus a lot of the mass-produced boards or a lot of boards and models on the market that are actually shaped for men. So he's going to come on and talk to us about what the nuances of surfboard shaping for women is like and why it's important to consider our bodies and our body types, I mean, even as individuals, when a custom board is being shaped for us. We're going to follow that up with a three-part series with a UCSD Craft Center instructor who teaches surfboard shaping and a longtime backyard shaper, Paul Spooner. Paul is going to host three conversations with us, and the first one is called Shop and Shaper Conversations. So this is all about how to choose the right board for your surf goals and how to navigate that surf shop and shaper conversation for success. The second event slash workshop is called Shapes and Style, an introduction to different surfboard shapes and how they influence your surf style. And for me, my goal with this workshop was really to be able to expose our members to different shapes they never considered and maybe make them a little bit curious to try something new. And then our third one is called The Nuances of Surfboard Construction. So we're going to look at all the fun features like fins, channels, rockers, rails, concaves, all these things that can make a surf craft really unique. For me, it's really my hope that you get to walk into a surf shop and you can identify these features and make an educated guess on how it might make that board ride. Along with these workshops, we also have a conversation with my friend Ben, who is a backyard shaper and just started shaping a couple years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. And what I love about having Ben on is that he's new to it. And I really hope his story, also as a transgender surfer, can really show you that if shaping is something that you're interested in, that there is a lower barrier to entry. So he's going to share how he got started with shaping and what he's up to. And I think it's just going to be such an insightful conversation. That's going to be a live podcast recording and open to our members to come and also have Q&A. Super stoked for it. Those are just a few things we have on the calendar right now, but we're always adding more, especially as we expand this conversation. It's very, very exciting. I mean, I'm excited because I'm also here to learn. And we have some great people, great guests and surf guides coming on to the Surf Society membership to teach us. If you like the sound of these events and you want to increase your knowledge around surfcraft in a comfortable environment with women who get it, like they're just like you, super stoked and passionate, then girl, it's time to join us in the Surf Society membership. And if you join us, I'll even give you your first month free. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes and then go ahead and sign up. You'll be able to create an account and then you'll access our exclusive platform. Right away, you'll be able to connect with our community in our Shaka social feed and then also take advantage of our recorded workshops in the Surf Lab, which we have hours and hours of amazing information in there. And then you can head to the events section to register for the events that I mentioned. Our very first one starts on April 24th. And don't worry, if you're not able to make those events, you will get recordings to them. So you're not going to miss out on anything at all. So like I told you, if you want to join us and you want to try this out, I'm going to give you your first month free membership to the Surf Society. And, you know, if you join the Surf Society, you click around, it's not for you, try an event and you decide, you know, you don't like it. No hard feelings. All you have to do is cancel and you're not going to pay anything. You know, you have zero risk to trying it out and seeing if it's something you like, which I really hope you do. So if you are ready to feel confident about walking into a surf shop and having conversations about surf craft, if you're ready to enhance your surf experience by knowing more information about your equipment, and you're ready to do it in a very inviting environment that is like going to be made for this group of women who are just passionate about surfing, go ahead and hit that link in the show notes and sign up for a Surf Society membership for your first month free so that you can join us for these online events. And again, if you're listening to this after we've done these online events, your membership will still include the recordings to these events. So don't worry about that. You'll still get to learn. If you're still curious and you're still on the fence, I would suggest you make sure you follow us on Instagram. That's at Surf Society, SURFSOCIETE. And check it out. Like, I'll be posting what we're learning. Maybe you'll get a little bit of FOMO. But yeah, I mean, go ahead and keep up with us. That's the best way to stay in touch and see what we're up to is follow on Instagram. But if you do decide to join us, you are going to be joining a community of women who are so passionate about surfing and just approach it from this place of intelligence and curiosity. I mean, I learn just as much from our members as I can provide. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. I've seen my surfing improve dramatically in the last 2 years because of the people that I have around me. You'll also have this place to learn things that you didn't know about surfing, especially about surf craft, and a safe space for you to ask questions. And then, of course, overall, you're going to learn more, surf better, and live happy, because that's our beautiful tagline at the Surf Society. Not joining us or not improving and increasing your knowledge around surf craft, you might miss out. You don't know what you don't know. You could be missing out on the next best board that is going to just take your surfing to the next level. I don't know, or you might just continue to feel very intimidated in surf shops and having shop conversations about boards. Or worst, you might continue riding a board that's just not the right fit for you and not helping you reach your goals. And that is not what we want. I want you to go from feeling intimidated and unsure walking into a surf shop to go from having questions about your surfboard and your surf craft to being excited, inspired, and having the knowledge and the context that you need to have conversation about surfboards, to understanding your equipment so that you can excel in your surfing. And also, I want you to be able to have all of that while having a sisterhood of women, a beautiful community of women to be there to support you through the journey. Because, oh my gosh, let me tell you what, it is so much more fun like that. Okay, go ahead and hit that link in bio. Sign up for your first month free at the Surf Society and join us for our super exciting Surf Craft series. I can't wait to share it with you.